Hi, Paul Allender. I interviewed you 2 months ago, but after that has happened so very much in the White Emperor's camp that this new chat is a must. So, from where we should start? From the signing to peace will?
Yes, do that. Start from there.
Okay, so go ahead. Tell me all about it.
It's good. I can't remember where we actually left off from the last time, but I'll start from the beginning again.
Yes.
But there's Peaceful showed interest right from the start. Mm. You know, we'd only put the demos together literally for about 6 months, and then Peaceful like were all over it.
Yeah.
It didn't take very long at all. So we ended up like talking with Peaceful, and the contracts were going backwards and forwards, you know.
Yeah.
And then they decided, yeah, definitely want this, and so we tied everything up, which is awesome. We've got a 3-album deal, which is really good.
Yes, that's good. Great.
You know, and it's working. It's working very well. Since we got signed to Peaceful, a lot of the press are on board, and there's been various other stuff. It's really starting to pick up, and like now I've had the test pressing back for the vinyl.
Yes.
And also I was sent 4 CDs as well.
Okay.
Two of the media packs and two of the normal CDs.
Yes.
And it looks fucking phenomenal.
Yeah,
you know?
The
vinyl sounds amazing.
Yes, great.
It's freaking amazing. I love it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, if you don't love it, who does? I
mean, exactly.
You must be satisfied for your work, otherwise.
Oh my god, it's amazing. You know,
yeah.
This was put together like about three years ago.
Yes, yes.
And it took, and because I was doing like another band at the time,
mm-hmm.
I did like White Empress. Well, we didn't even have the name then.
Yes.
But we put White Empress together, and like was working on it and doing like various other things with it, but I wanted to bring it slowly.
Yes.
Create it slowly. Everything what I've learned through the years I've been doing this, don't rush stuff.
Yes.
You know, everything has to be built extremely painfully slowly.
Yes.
You know, so everything's right. So this is the reason why it took about 3 years for the band to get to where it is now. It's not because we were trying to get signed or trying to do anything. It's because I was building it really slowly in my spare time to actually, you know, to make sure it stayed, make sure everything was right, make sure the artwork was right, make sure the feeling of the songs were right, and just all of that stuff, you know?
Yeah, that the feeling is right, then you know that, hey, this is the right way to do it. Great.
Yes.
And in fact, The Rise of the Empress will be the album name, and it's set to be released on September 29th, so nearly at the end of this month. Peaceful Records, of course. And in our last chat, we talked about the album concept in generally. So now, what can you reveal more about it?
We've got further on down the road, you know, and I said we've got like a title for it and all this stuff.
Yeah.
I think now it's starting to become like, cohesive is the wrong word. The whole album is cohesive, but We wanted to come up with a title like Rise of the Empress,
mm-hmm.
as if like, because this is our first album, and because it's so fucking different compared to like most metal bands out there.
Yeah.
You know, we want to put a stamp in the fucking metal world and go, this shit is rising, we're the first to do this, and we're going to be the fucking last to do it as well, and people will follow us. You know, and as in like other bands, people will copy it.
Yeah,
so happens. You know, and we've managed to, and we've, like I said, we've managed to capture a sound and a style that no one's touched on.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
it's the reason why Rise of the Empress. So damn different, I mean, to all what you have listened before. I mean, of course, the riffs are there and they are yours, but anyhow, it's so very different. What else can you tell me technically about this album and how was this, you mentioned already about this songwriting process, but what is the clue of this album?
The glue.
Glue.
Blood, sweat and tears is the freaking glue. Blood, sweat, tears, commitment, enthusiasm, fucking, and forward thinking is the glue for this album.
Yeah.
You know, I've always wanted to do, I've never wanted to like do anything which was copied anyone, you know. I've always wanted to, no matter how long it took, I always wanted to be more of the innovator than the imitator.
Yes.
You know, that's what I've always, because to me, there's no point in playing if you're going to copy someone.
Yes.
You know, that's my own personal tastes, you know. There's loads of people out there that play other people's songs and are perfectly happy with it. And if that's what you want to do, then fucking brilliant, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, but myself, I can't do that. I can't play other people's stuff. I can't copy other people's riffs. I can't do that because it makes me feel like I'm cheating.
Yeah.
You know, so I always want to try and innovate instead of imitate.
Yeah, in fact, about this innovating, I mean, everybody, we know how you play. But talking about this album, have you found another style, or is it always Paul Allender?
I don't think it's like me as such. You can hear it's my guitar playing on it, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, because like as I've been told, I've got like a very distinguishable like style. But this is more of the White Emperor sound, because I didn't do the keys or I didn't do the drums or nothing on these, you know. So like the other members did that, so they've all put their part into it, you know. Yeah, fair enough, I do the arranging and stuff, but it definitely has its own, so it's not my style, it has its own style, you know.
Yes.
Because if I was to do the keys or if I was to do like the drums or whichever program, whatever, it would come out differently.
Of course.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the only thing which I do all the time is the arranging, because I know I'm good at it.
Yeah.
You know. As for playing wise, you know, I think the band's got its own style. You know, I do. You know, because it sounds, if it didn't have its own style and it just sounded just like what I was, sounded like me, it would sound like everything that I did, but it doesn't.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so. And that was the reason behind why I wanted to get a full proper band together as well, so everyone could put their input in, so it doesn't sound like one person's influence.
Yes, in fact, last time when we talked about the lineup, it was still to be completed. But now I have understood that the White Empress and her court is ready to be announced. I mean, please go ahead, tell me about the band members. You included, of course, and give me a couple of adjectives to describe each of you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, obviously there's me on guitar.
Oh, yes. So, like,
you know, it's obvious. I won't even bother going into it because most people know me anyhow.
Yeah.
So, Mary, you know, I've got Mary Zimmer on vocals. She was originally from a band called Luna Mortis. And I met Mary, like, a little while ago, actually. I kind of met Mary towards the finishing arranging the album, you know.
Yeah.
And so I needed a vocalist, a really good one. I went and I tried one girl, and we tried and tried and tried, and she's, don't get me wrong, she's absolutely fucking awesome singer, amazing singer. But she didn't have the right sound for the band, what I was looking for, you know. And so then I contacted Mary, and Mary was actually completely into it. As soon as she heard the demo, she was like, fucking, this is awesome. So I spoke to her and said to her, you know, the ideas that I had for the vocals, where I wanted what where, what type of vocals I wanted where and stuff. Because this album, I think what makes it different, I'm actually treating the vocals as another instrument.
Yeah.
You know, and not just as a vocal line that goes over the top and sounds the same monotone crap, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I wanted to do, I wanted to have a vocalist which would have fucking massive ranges of dynamics in their voice.
Yes, yes, know? And she has.
Oh, yeah, she has. Fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, and what I wanted to do, I wanted the vocalist to, so when I say, from say, if it's a really heavy riff, oh, can you do like death metal style vocals on it, or this style vocal on that part?
Yeah.
And so she'll do it. Then I says, when this next one comes in, can you make it like this, and can you put this screen behind it over there, and da da, and place out ideas where I wanted the vocals to go.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it, and it was fucking, she got it, she nailed it first time. As soon as I heard it back, the hair stood up on the back of my neck, I got shivers up my spine, I was like, fuck yes, this is more like, it's exactly how it's meant to be.
Great,
you know?
Great, sounds brilliant.
But, yes. Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, so obviously Mary was in, you know, and then we needed a bass player.
Mm-hmm.
So then Mary contacted Cella Harper, who used to play in Cold Chamber. And we didn't get her in because she played in Cold Chamber.
Uh-huh.
We got her in because she understands how the bass is meant to sit between the guitars and the drums.
Okay.
You know, I wanted a bass player who could groove with the guitars, but off on their own, do their own thing, but it's in keeping with what the guitars are doing, but really lock in and groove with the drums and groove with the bass, so they kind of fill the gap in the middle.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
We went through about four bass players,
mm-hmm.
and we needed, I didn't want a bass player who would just follow the guitars. Don't get me wrong, the people that tried out, they were fucking brilliant bass players, but it wasn't what Empress needed. You know, I had a set idea in my head what was needed for a bass player.
Of course, yeah.
You know, and to complement, like I said, the guitars and the drums and the whole songs, basically.
Yes,
and
sure.
So, yeah, so she came along, and which was refreshing, because when, like, Mary and I were talking with Cello over Skype, she made it clear that she wanted to be in a band that was up and coming. She didn't want to be in an established band.
Yes,
she wanted to have input as an equal member of the band, which is exactly what I was looking for, you know. And plus also, you know, she plays absolutely fucking incredible. She looks great, you know. So I went, absolutely, you know. As
that
soon as I
does.
Heard what she'd
yes.
written and sent back to me, I was like, yeah, you're definitely in.
Yeah.
Fucking, this is awesome, you know. Then we got, we had Zach on drums. Zach Morris, the Cradle drummer, wrote the drums for this album.
Yes.
You know, because it's in the time I was building the songs with Martin at this point, working with him right from the start of the band. But Martin couldn't commit to going on the road because of various other bands he's in as well.
Yes, yeah, sure.
You know, so I said, fair enough. So we spoke and he said, yeah, just because he suggested you're going to have to find a drummer there, you know. And I said, well, okay, I'll find someone, you know. But he's offered to help out if we need it.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
but
so we got Zach in and I sent Zach some, like, tracks. I said, look, you know, you need to play exactly the same as this.
Mm-hmm.
Like this. And, but bearing in mind, before we got to that point, we'd already been through three drummers as well, trying to find the right person. And so sent this tracks to Zach and he basically wrote called me back and said, yeah, I can easily do this, I only need like a day just to come down and just play just so I can show you. I went, fucking awesome, you know.
Yeah.
So he came down.
Yeah.
And literally it was like we've been playing together for years.
Yes,
it flowed so well. And this was our first rehearsal together, this audition for him.
Yeah.
It flowed so well, it was like instantly straight away, yeah, fucking,
and that's
it was exactly what we need.
Yeah, great,
you know?
Yeah, great feeling must be, because because it's very important to find the right persons to the band, otherwise it wouldn't work
I mean, it's you can have the best talent in the world and be the fucking the most amazing person at what you do. If the attitude's wrong, you're not getting it.
Yeah, sure.
It's as simple as that. Well, you know, it's all down to the what you can do and the attitude towards it and the people, you know.
Yeah.
So everyone so far in the band is like fucking awesome, like, attitude towards everything, the whole lot, they're perfect. So, I mean, we got, and then obviously we needed another guitar player.
Yes.
So contacted Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
Very new Jeremy, you know, from Wisconsin. And so he came down. It was the same again. He learned some of the stuff, came down, we jammed. It was just fucking effortless. On keys, we got Will as well, you know.
Yeah.
And Will was in it from the start. He was a producer in England that suggested, like, me and Will work together because he thought we could come up with something pretty fucking cool.
Yes.
Because, like, Will had the same work ethic. Well, I was told he had the same work ethic as I've got. And which he has, you know, which is great. And he's fucking... Some of the keys he comes up with are just fucking mind-bending. You know, especially when you listen to them on their own and cut him back. He puts like this trance stuff in, this industrial stuff in, mixed with the choirs and orchestra. This is what I suggested to him because I wanted to mix it all up, but I didn't know how to do it. And then what I ended up doing, so there's some of the keys that he puts together.
Yeah.
After I suggested I wanted to mix orchestral stuff with trance stuff, with industrial stuff, with loads of different weird samples and all this thing. When he came back and he played it, I was like, oh, fucking, this is perfect.
Great.
And literally, and it just, everything just built from there, from that point onwards.
Great. And in fact, if we are talking about upcoming shows, you recently have announced finally the debut shows. So please, can you tell me more about them? What's going to happen on stage and where and when?
Right. Well, the... So shows kick off, I think it's the 24th of October they kick off.
Yeah.
And basically, for stage-wise, what we've done, we've cut it right back, you know, because what we want to do, we're going to go out and it's going to look... we've got, like, our own separate lighting people coming with us and, like, et cetera, and all various stuff, our own sound people and all that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do, like, a broken down... I didn't want the stage show to overpower the band. Mm-hmm. So, because this is our first few shows, you know, so basically all we've got is like backdrop and side fills, you know. It's all black and white, the whole lot.
Yes.
Completely fucked thing. And the lights are like white, blues, greens and stuff like that.
As well as your stage clothing,
Yeah. And the stage clothing. The rest of the band's stage clothing are black and Mary's is white.
Mary's is white.
You know, so and that separates it off and that makes us look like a unit.
Yeah.
You know, and so this time round, obviously going to shows is more about the playing anyhow, but this time round, being with these are only our first few shows, I didn't want to like go too hectic on the stage show.
Okay.
The ideas I've got for the stage show for later on are absolutely fucking spectacular.
Yes.
But we need to get a few albums under our belt before that one.
Yeah. Great. Too bad that I can't be there because it's quite a long way from here to there. But I suppose and I hope that you will come to Europe as well. So also.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yes. Funny you should say that. I was talking with the manager was talking about that and about gigging next year and stuff. So, and was talking about Europe.
Oh, great.
So we're definitely coming over. I don't know when, obviously I can't set anything in stone.
And
I'm not saying we're definitely going to come over. We're not going to have this tour or that tour.
Yeah.
But it's put down that we are definitely coming at some point next year to Europe.
Oh, great. That's absolutely fantastic. And but we will hear about these shows then... later on, I mean, in the coming months.
Oh, yeah, of course, Once, so the thing is, I don't really like saying things until things are confirmed.
Of course, yes, I know you.
Once things are confirmed, then I'll tell everybody and we can do another interviews and I'll spread around everywhere for the tour in a minute.
Of course. But listen, let's talk about your first video that came out, this darkness encroaching. So it's very brutal and attractive to me. And so please tell me more about the story behind it and what has been the feedback so far?
Feedback's been great, you know. For a first band, you know, we've got some pretty good views on YouTube and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Which is good, considering, because the way I look at it, I don't look at White Emperors as a band with people who have already been in the industry. I look at it as a brand new spanking band that nobody knows of, you know. So thinking of it like that, it's good that we have some really good, decent like likes on like the YouTube page, and especially on the Peaceful YouTube page as well with the video. It's good.
Yeah.
You know, it's gone down pretty good, actually, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's different, and I think that's what people are trying to get their heads around, because it's different. But that's the reason why I did it, because I wanted it to be different.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to just come up with like, oh, here, look, there's another band playing in a room, and they're all together, there's a drum kit. Fucking bored shitless with all that shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I didn't want to do that. So I completely separated all the whole band off,
mm-hmm.
purposely done it all on green screen.
Yes.
You know, and then made it everything what it looks like, and how it's cut and how it sounds and what the visuals are like is all done on purpose. You know, there's nothing like, oh, I don't know what to do. It's all done on purpose, and that's how I wanted it to be. If you like the shots of Mary as she's outside and it's all like all light and snowing and stuff, but then like when the rest of us come in, we're all black and dark in like prisons and dungeons and all this sort of shit.
Yes,
you know, hence meaning we're meant to be inside the castle. You know, that's the idea behind it.
Okay.
You know, so we've got that. But I just wanted to do... when I started to like put the video together, I was thinking, what the fuck can I do to make it different? Because I'm not going to come up with the same old crap that everybody's doing.
Yes, yeah.
You know, it's like, and like I said, too many people copy one another.
Yeah, but anyhow, the White Empress concept is so very different. As we have seen up to date, there are a lot of material to create it. You know, also the videos are very different.
Yeah, exactly. So it does, the concept of the Empress and how her rise is coming up. You know, how she's coming. It's really hard to fucking explain because I'm so passionate about this.
Yeah.
I've got a billion words in my head, but I can't pick words to actually make any sense.
Yeah, but I guess we just have to wait and see from our very own eyes what's going to happen. And the next video, next video, of course. Have you already thought about that?
Yeah, and I've kind of like thought about, well, I'm not going to say which song it is, but I've already thought about another song off the album that's going to be for.
Okay.
You know, and that's the reason why I chose Darkness Encroaching for a video as well. Yeah. You know, because, like, I was just sick of, like, bands producing videos which is their single song. That's like, what about the fucking heavy stuff on your album? What about this? And what about, like, the 6 minute long tracks with videos and stuff? I don't know if everyone's doing that stuff, but from my experience, I've never done a video which has been the extreme song or one of the extreme songs.
Yes.
So this is the reason why I chose Darkness Encroaching, because I looked at it and I thought, this is a fucking cool track, listen through it. I went, yeah, this is going to be awesome for a video, you know.
Yes.
So I started to do with that. And also, like I said, the video off the album for another one is going to be another track on the album which isn't single material.
Okay, great. So when do you think it will come out? Have you any idea?
Oh, the next video?
Yes.
Oh, I have no idea yet.
No idea. No idea.
I mean, I want to get these gigs. I want to get the album out first and get these gigs under our belt.
Do you have a chance? How many times before the debut shows to be together?
Oh yeah, completely. We've got like we start rehearsals on the 16th of October.
Okay.
And the first gig's on the 24th.
Okay.
And we're rehearsing all day, most of the night, every single day. And then we've got the first two shows. 24th and 25th, and then we've got another week's rehearsals, day and night, and then we've got the three shows, which is 30th, 31st, and the 1st.
Okay, great.
So these gigs are being filmed as well.
Oh, great! So they will be streaming or afterwards.
Yeah,
great.
Streamed.
That's great.
The couple of them are being just recorded,
okay,
and so we can put on YouTube and stuff and keep it for because we've got a DVD planned release.
Yes.
Planned later on, not yet obviously, so I'm not going to get people excited, but later on we're keeping footage back for DVDs, and then what we got is and then on the Halloween one, that's being filmed as soon as we get there, basically. There's a couple of cameras following us all around everywhere we go.
Okay, so
we've got that, but yeah, that is being being uploaded real time in 30 second clips.
Okay.
And then also those shows will be kept back so we can put like whole songs up on YouTube and keep like the playing side of everything like DVD releases.
Okay, great.
Because the sound is a feed straight from the desk anyhow, so the sound will be fine.
Okay, great. And listen, I know that this is already a bit old thing, but a couple of months ago you launched the Pledge Music campaign. So, and I noticed that it's the result was very fast and very good. So is it still open for this new album, or have you closed it already? Or please tell me.
Oh no, it's still open.
Okay.
Oh no. Well, it says we've got 18 days left until release.
Okay.
So basically, 18. It finishes on the it's album release, isn't it? Is it album release date?
Yes.
29th. 18 days from now.
Yes. Yes. Okay, great.
Yeah, supposedly it finished the 29th when the album released.
Yeah. Was it a surprise for you that the result the target was reached so fast?
Oh, yeah, completely.
Yeah.
It was amazing. You know, yes. I was never really into the idea of sort of Pledge Music or that type of thing.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm more old school and not used to this type of stuff. Because
yeah,
I'm old.
Sure, yeah. Yeah,
I was more of like into like what we used to do back in the day. And then, like as I said, the manager was talking to us and he goes, well, you know, it's like, it's a way forward, blah, blah, blah. Then Mary spoke to me about it and like, various other things. I was like, that's pretty cool. I used to do it. And then so I literally put it up there and it wasn't up very long. And then it was like 100%. I was like,
yes, I remember, because I was following it and I said, wow, that tells very many things.
No, it's awesome.
Yes.
It's very good. I was surprised. I'm surprised how like willing people are to actually sort of put as much effort as they do into it. I think it's fucking amazing. It's awesome.
Yes.
You know, it's literally, you know, it's because of people like that and people who follow the band. And also, it's more amazing because this is a brand new band with completely new music.
Yeah.
You know, so that speaks mega volumes, that does. You know, but I'm just fucking, I mean, at the end of the day, if it wasn't for people pledging or fans following the band, there would be no band.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, in the end of the day, it's people who, it's fans who follow bands, who get into bands, they're the people that make a band. You know, it's not the band. The band just does what they love and then hope that people actually like what they do.
That's true. Obviously, nobody can please everybody, but you're doing it damn good.
Wait to get out on the road now.
Yes, I know that you're anxious to go on stage. And we are nearly at the end of this interview. I'm sure that we will talk soon again, because the speed that you are going forward with White Empress is incredible. So I'm sure that we will have another chat soon. But is there something else you would like to tell me now about the coming weeks and months, and what maybe I haven't asked you now?
We covered plays, apart from these gigs coming up, they're the main things, you know. And the album is to block push the album, obviously let people know it's available from the 29th onwards. And it's a worldwide release as well, so you'll be able to go anywhere and get it.
Yes, great.
You know, so which is good. I don't know if there's anything else apart from the album coming out. Gigs, the only other thing I really want to say is, I possibly have forgotten something. I'll have to, if I remember something, I'll write to you and let you know.
Yes, sure. Yes.
But I think the only thing I want to do is just thank everybody, you know?
Yes.
I thank, like, the fans of the band, the old fans that have come that have followed me into White Empress, and the new fans we've got now as well, you know? Because I've noticed I'm talking to more and more people now I've never even spoken to before, or didn't even know I was doing Cradlefield when I did it.
Which is
brilliant.
The first first generation of White Empress, I mean, really, and new ones to come, I'm sure. I'm so very happy for you, Paul, because we have known for each other maybe 4 years. How many years? I don't know.
Yeah. But a long time.
a long time. But anyhow, in music wise, it seems much more, because so many things has happened. I mean, the speed is very fast. So I'm very, very happy for you, Paul.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yes. So I thank you. And something else. I mean, you were talking about fans and everything. I interrupt you. So go ahead if you want to say something more. I mean, greetings for fans or something else.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks to everybody who's put like so much effort into this, as from fans and also band members and people like who helped push it forward within like the behind the scenes, you know.
Yes.
You know, like the producers, mixers, management, the whole fucking lot. You know, everybody has seen the potential behind this, you know, and everybody like started like from a year, year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yes.
Everybody like put like effort into it, and they could see the potential behind it, and they could see the drive the band had behind it, and they had belief in the music, you know. And that's the main thing for me, is having belief in the music and what it sounds like and how to push it forward and drive it forward.
Yes.
You know, and everybody who's fucking completely gone above and beyond what was needed, from like people in the industry, like I said, behind the scenes, fans, everybody. I just want to say thank you so much. Fucking, like band members, even, you know, the band members in White Empress are fucking phenomenal people.
Yes, great.
You know, they're absolutely amazing. And there's no physical way I could have actually made this happen without all these people.
Yeah.
There's no way, you know.
And I do hope to meet you all next year here in Europe.
You shall, and it's gonna be tons of fun.
And give my best regards to all of them, the girls and the other guys, and Paul, I thank you for this chat. I thank you for your friendship and everything, and I hope
likewise, it's amazing, and I'm glad it's actually worked this time, Skype.
yes, that's
how many
that's...
times have we tried beforehand, like 3 times, 4 times?
I don't know, I didn't count, but anyhow, now at least this one works and we made it, and I wish you all the best, Paul, and in fact we will hear for sure very soon, and you keep me updated and
of course.
Yes, so all the best, take care, and have a great speed to go on stage and kill them all in a good sense.
I mean, in a good
I mean, and I will be looking at you and hearing your streaming then for sure.
Awesome, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Paula. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye
bye bye.